Chapter 20. Apple Blossom opens her eyes to a room that is bright with light. Fear strikes like lightning, and she sits bolt upright. She is locked in a monster house. In the distance, she hears an enormous racket. The people are yelling. The door is shut, but for how long? Will the dog and the people come rushing in? What is she doing out here in the open? This is all wrong. She needs to hide. Apple Blossom tries to scramble out of the nest of fake furry animals, but it isn't easy because she is wearing the thick blue garment. Plus, she has crazy contraptions on her feet. She grabs one of the foot covers and pulls it off, throwing it hard across the room. She isn't able to get the other cover off. The hat is still on her head, and the blue garment now feels tight and constricting. There isn't time to deal with any of it. Hurry, hurry, hurry! The words pound in her head. Where to go? Where to hide? Under the little monster's nest? Too obvious. Under the big wooden box against the wall? Too tight of a squeeze. Apple Blossom is running lines of dialogue, but with herself. She races awkwardly around the room, only one foot cover on, the hat flapping over her eyes, and the wooden buttons on the blue garment rubbing along the floor. And then, in a very dizzy state, she sees a tall basket tucked into an alcove in the corner. There are all kinds of things hanging from the rim of the straw contraption. Suddenly the words of Mama Possum come back to her. True performers trust their gut instinct. When she first heard this, she had no idea what it meant. Where was your gut? And what was instinct? Mama Possum explained that your gut is the pit of your stomach, and instinct is a natural response that you know without knowing you know. And if you are a born performer in the animal kingdom, like a possum, it tells you how to play a scene. Instinct also says to never eat a wild mushroom, or touch a black spider with a red belly, or trust a porcupine. Apple Blossom decides that her gut instinct is telling her to get into the tall straw basket in the alcove, and so she scrambles straight to it. She grips the sides of the cylinder, and it moves. She is suddenly afraid that the basket will tip over, but it only wobbles as Apple Blossom climbs to the top and flings herself inside. She tumbles down through layers of cloth. Soft and sweet-smelling things that she feels certain have been wrapped around the littlest monster. And then she finds herself at the bottom of the basket. But not a moment too soon, because suddenly the door opens and the littlest monster enters the room. Apple Blossom stares out of a gap in the basket as the people quickly closes the door behind her. She goes right to the pile of fake furry animals. Apple Blossom watches as the little monster sucks in her breath with surprise and shouts, "Oh, no!" She begins hunting frantically. She throws off all the covers on her sleeping nest. She looks underneath. Apple Blossom is relieved that she isn't hiding there. The people then gets to her feet and keeps searching. She tosses all the fake fur animals as she lifts everything she can get her hands on. The mini monster is looking for her, and then she stops. Apple Blossom sees that the monster's eyes have landed on the black foot cover that she threw across the floor. The people is staring at the foot cover, and Apple Blossom sees that there are tears of sadness in her eyes. They spill down her cheeks and fall to the floor. And it's not a performance, because she doesn't know she has an audience.